Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea may have conducted its sixth nuclear test. Earlier, Pyongyang said it had developed a hydrogen bomb that can be loaded onto the country's new intercontinental ballistic missile. An earthquake detected in North Korea near the country's nuclear test facility. Previous tremors have been caused by North Korea's nuclear test. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking by telephone on Saturday, stress the need for a close cooperation between their two countries and South Korea in the face of a growing nuclear threat from North Korea. President Trump spent a day visiting with hurricane victims in the states of Texas and Louisiana, where he applauded the work of the National Guard in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey.
I want to congratulate you and you guys, the Army guys. This has been, it's brutal what's been up there, but you have done so much for the services and for the respect, and the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching.
Mr. Trump is asking Congress for nearly $8 billion for relief and recovery efforts. Hurricane Harvey made landfall in Texas last week, dropping record-setting amounts of rain. 50 lives were lost and 1 million people have been displaced. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says his country will not accept any proposal from the U.S. that goes against Mexico's national dignity. He noted the relationship with the Trump administration must be based on principles such as the protection of Mexico's migrants. President Trump has labeled Mexico's migrants to the U.S. as murderers and rapists. He's declared to build a wall between Mexico and the U.S. This is VOA News. A convoy of Islamic State jihadists continues